Sabino, S-A-B-I-N-O, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, 88-year-old gentleman, was seen today for removal of stitches above the right eye in the brow, in his brow area. He took a fall about 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and the sutures needed to come out, period. Date of birth is?
8/29/1936.
8/29/1936. Patient has six children. He lives with his daughter, Isabella?
Isabel.
I-S-B-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
Isabel, who's your child number?
I'm number three.
Number three. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. In your paragraph, he has dementia. He's on hospice with dementia. He also has a defibrillator, has a congestive heart failure, period. Allergy, none. Surgery, he has a femur rod in his left leg. Right leg. And also, he's had a hernia surgery. Left leg and hernia surgery. Medication, Entresto, 24/26, twice a day. This is for what? ARIPIPRAZOLE, 5 milligram once a day? Mm-hmm. That's for dementia?
Yeah.
Furosemide, 40 milligram once a day. Sertraline, 25 milligram a day. Seroquel, 25 at nighttime. And let's see. This is digoxin, 0.125 once a day.
Metoprolol
ER, 50 milligram once a day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. So he's had issues with weight loss.
He has lost a lot of weight.
Review of system weight loss of what, 20, 30 pounds?
Yeah, he's just bumped. He wasn't like that.
Yeah. And bowel and bladder incontinence, confusion, sundowner syndrome.
He has large.
And also has the history of BPH.
I'm trying to get medicine.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I can get a home care provider.
Provider, yeah. The hospice can help you do it.
I want to do that, but they said they were going to help me. So far, I haven't.
Talk to their social worker. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, clear abdomen, soft, no swelling in the leg. Skin shows no rash. There's bruising over the below the right eye. Mm-hmm. And the sutures that were 2 weeks old. Assessment, end-stage dementia, weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinence, sundowner syndrome, confusion.
Yeah.
He's also very hard of hearing. His sutures are removed today. Status post-fall. No intracranial bleed.
No.
No history of intracranial bleed. CHF appears to be controlled, except he does have some wheezes. And also he has had an oxygen at one time that has been discontinued.
Yes.
Mr. Sabino Torres, thank you.
You know, I'm